Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in cyberspace. And I'll start the video. Boom. That's a countdown, I hope. And I got to put the study, I'm on Pow Talk, and I'll put the study up, and we're ready. There you go. Let me make sure the study's up. Well, Shabbat Shalom. It's nice to be here on God's holy day. One of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabah Mashiach. Just a little piece of the Israel of God, Adat Yisrael. Today's the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading. Heavenly Father, Master of the Universe, we thank and praise you, Lord and God, that we could be alive in this century to get the truth out. We praise and thank you, Lord and God, for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you one day we're going to meet you, Father. And we thank you again for allowing us to be here in this time, in this 21st century. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name, and may God bless every one of you. Amen. Well, here we are, One of Messiah congregation. There's my website, there's my phone number, there's my email. Yeah, I was told last week that people are still using my website, so that's good. There's our address. Let's see. Today is January 4th, 2025. This is the first study in 2025. Wow. Mm-hmm. Jehovah has his own calendar. We're in the 10th month of God called Tevet, day 3. And that's where we are in God's calendar. The new moon was January 2nd, 2025. And of course, if you want to know what Tevet is, or Tibet, it's in Esther 2:16. There it is right there. It says the 10th month, which is the month Tevet. It says, so Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into the house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tevet, in the 7th year of his reign. Okay? That's Esther 2:16. And this 2025 is interesting to us because we're starting our 24th year of our ministry. My wife and I's ministry, we started 24 years ago. This is going on our 24th year. We have seen many come and we have seen many go, but we're still here. Today's topic is 2025. And I know that's an interesting topic. Yeshua said in Matthew 24:37, "But as the days of Noah was, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." As the days of Noah, we should always remember that, the days of Noah. "For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." That's it. So from Genesis 1 to Genesis 11, we have the first 25 years. Peleg lived 30 years and begot Reuel. Peleg lived after he begot Reuel 209 years and begot sons and daughters. I was looking this up in 2025. Reuel lived 22 and 30 years and begot Serug. Reu lived after he begot Serug 270 years and he got sons and daughters. Around the first 25 years of Scripture, Reu died at 239 years old in 2026. Isn't that interesting? At that time, Reu was through Abraham, were all alive. So they were, yeah, the first two. Yeah, Reu through Abraham, they were all alive in the first 2025. We're in a different 2025 here. The world's time, it seems, first 400 years was from the beginning until Yeshua rose from the dead. 4,000. I'm sorry. Maybe hear that again. The world's time, it seems, approximately about 4,000 years was the first 4,000 years was from the beginning until Yeshua rose from the dead. Then from Yeshua to the end of time, we have approximately 2,000 years left, we believe. You know, that's about it. We believe in, of course, a young earth. We don't believe in the earth is billions and billions and billions of years old. That's stupid. So what is the real time? Where are we now? For some reason, people in Scripture never recorded dates. That's one thing that really we don't have in the Bible. They never said this was this year, that year, or whatever. We read in Scripture that there were 6 days of creation. Man was created on the sixth day. 600 years of Noah's life, the world was destroyed the first time. Wow. And that's probably the way it's going to be in the end. Book of Revelation says, and John said, he swear by him that lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and things that therein, that are therein, that there should be time no longer. So one day there'll be time no longer. That'll be fine with me, anytime God wants to do it. Here's a parable of Yeshua. This is another short study because we have short days. Parable of Yeshua. Matthew 13:36. Then Yeshua sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him and saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. So I numbered these for some reason. One, the field is the world. Two, the good seed are the children of the kingdom. Excuse me? I didn't hear you. Oh, I'm swaying, sorry. Sorry, that's the way I read. The tares are the children of the wicked one. Four, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. Five, the harvest is the end of the world. And six, the reapers are the angels. There's that six again, you know. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall be in the end of this world. Wow. We don't want to be a tare. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. That's everybody, just about, we see. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Wow, that's a scary verse. But everybody out there thinks they're doing okay. You know, they're smiling. It's a new, they're Pope Gregory's New Year. And, you know, everybody's having a ball out there with their fake Xmas and all that kind of stuff. They have no idea. Building bigger and bigger buildings for the fake congregations. Then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father. That's what we hope, that's us. Who had ears to hear, let them hear, and her too. Genesis 5 says, Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son, and called his name Noah, saying, the same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which Jehovah had cursed. Just think, God had accursed everything in the beginning. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years, and he got sons and daughters. All the days of Lamech was 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. There it is. That's when he was 500. Then we move to Genesis chapter 7. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And I think it's going to happen one day, 6,000 years, because six seems to be the answer. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood. In the 600th year of Noah's life, the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day was all the fountains of the great broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. And that's what it seems like at the end of our 6,000 years, yeah. The rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. I call this part two of today's topic. I don't know why, but I wanted to review 2024's topics, okay? Just to go over a review of this. 2024 was just a couple weeks ago. 12/28/24, a recap of life.
It was a week ago.
Yeah. In the beginning, 12/21/24, two trees. Excuse me?
Say a little bit about it.
The two trees that were in the garden, yeah. You had to pick one, the Garden of Eden, yeah. There was war in heaven, which always blows my mind. And that was at 12/7/2024. And then before that, I did a study, Beware of Satan's Tricks. That was November 30th, 2024. War in heaven. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Satan was kicked out. Heaven.
Yeah, it was kicked out. Satan was cast out to the earth. His mercy endures forever. I did that one. I did one that I was reading different science things, but they think the Big Bang created everything and rock or molten soup. But I said God created all. That was November 16, 2024. That was Bull 13. Then I did something called True or False, Good or Evil, 11/9/2024. November 2nd, I did Judgment. And that was Ha'etanim 29, Judgment, the Judgment of God. You have to read all about that, of course. I did The Last Great Day. I did that at 10/26/2024. One day there'll be a last great day. Then before that we had the Feast of Tabernacles, 10/19/2024. Ha'etanim 15, a Sabbath. We had the Day of Atonement in 2024. It was October 14th, Monday, a Sabbath, Ha'etanim. Notice we didn't call it Tishrei. We don't give it made-up names. We use what the Bible says. That's 1 Kings 8:2. October 12th, 2024, approximately 2,000 years later, we're still waiting for Yeshua. We're still waiting for him today, almost 2,000 years later. I put the word approximately because I don't really know what date it is with the Gregorian calendar, because they have different months changed and different days changed and different years and all kind of stuff. Then we had the memorial of blowing the trumpets, 10/5/2024, Ha'etanim. And I did forgiveness of sins, most important. That's the most important thing you're ever going to ever think about or ever want, is forgiveness of sins. When the breath is going out of you, that's all you're going to think about. Are you forgiven? Because you're going to meet God.
What's the blowing of the trumpets?
Blowing the trumpets. That's the memorial of blowing the trumpets. That's to summon people to wake up for the Day of Atonement and then the Feast of Tabernacles, which I just read to you. Yeah.
Someday it's going to be an announcement.
Yeah. Everybody knows the trumpet's going to blow. They just don't know why. I did a recap of the four holidays and feast. And I did one called Let Brotherly and Sisterly Love Continue. That's one thing that we always want to happen. I did that on 9/14/2024, Elu. I did a study called The Forgotten Word of God, 9/7. Things We Have Learned, I did 8/31. 2024. I did Basics of Scripture, 8/24/24. Procedures of God, I did, 8/17/2024. These are some of the titles that I came up with for some reason. Prophecies of Messiah. I was thinking about doing some more about that. There's so many prophecies of Messiah. I did that on 8/10/2024. That's and I did Prophecies 8:3, 2024. And I did a study, does it matter? Does it matter if you serve God? Does it matter if you don't? You know? Yeah, does it matter? And it's shadow of things to come on 7:20, 2024. And I did this a couple of times through my life. Your eternal life is at stake. That's what we should be worried about, your eternal life. And that's why we're supposed to be holy. And we were told to watch out for every wind of doctrine out there. And just driving here, we see so many churches with the different doctrines. So many fake Jesuses, so many fake gospels, so many fake spirits floating around out there. I did a study about Messiah's king and priest. He's Melchizedek. My king is righteous. I did Messiah the prince. I don't know if you remember these studies. You can always look at them. I did the Feast of Weeks, which is, you know what that is, Pentecost, a holy convocation. Mm-hmm. We're probably the only one that keep the Pentecost. Not even the Pentecostal church out there keeps it. The seventh-day Sabbath, we were told to count. We were told to count them, and we did it. I did one called The End of Time. I did one called Our Congregation. And the basics again, 5:25. I did Names of False Gods Abound. Our God is Forgotten. Isn't that sad? Our God is forgotten. The God of Israel, that is. I did Yeshua is Lord of the Sabbath. Yes. I don't understand how people think the Sabbath is gone, because you read Matthew chapter 24, verse 20. It says, you know, pray that your flight's not in the winter or on the Sabbath day. And then if you read Luke, 23:56, it says they prepared spices and ointments, and they rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. The commandments, they only had the Tanakh, they only had the old, as they call it, the Old Testament, and they read the Ten Commandments. And Yeshua says the Sabbath's not gone. He's the Lord of the Sabbath.
But there's God delivering from the commandments.
The last Sabbath of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we did that. People shut their eyes to God's commandments. There's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We did that on 4/24/2024. That's an interesting title. 4/24/2024. That's how V15. The beginning and the end. I did that. The beginning and the end. Yeshua is the first and the last. The Aleph and the Tav. The Alpha and the Omega. I did Happy New Year. Again, the real New Year of God, Aviv 4. I did defining the Sabbath again. I did a study called Holy Convocation, Sacred Assembly. That one right there blew people away. I didn't say that a Sabbath is a sacred assembly. I didn't say it's a public meeting. God said it. If I knew there was a place keeping the commandments, I'd go there today. We'd all go there, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know anybody that does that around here. We can even go visit anybody. So that they don't know what a sacred assembly is. And I did a study, it's your choice. Nobody's going to force you to do nothing. You have to choose yourself, choose you this day. You could choose yes or choose no. You could choose right or wrong, right? You could choose anything. In the Adar, I did something called Future End Time Events. That was 3/16/2024. I did one that's all about forgiveness. And I always ask people to always forgive me if I offended you. And I would like to tell you that in person if you'd like to talk one day. There's Jehovah's public meeting places for his people. He has his own places he wants you to meet. I did wrath, anger, destruction from the God Almighty. That's powerful. That was really powerful. God is He's, even though he's gentle and you know, merciful, he's also, for the people that break his commandments, he's full of wrath. I put the word came saying, which a lot of people, I did that many years ago. I thought I'd do it again in February 17, 2024. That was Adar 6. I did the forgotten name of God, Jehovah. It's forgotten in our Bible. They put the Lord, you know. I did a study called Jerusalem in 2/3/2024. I did the flesh and the spirit. There's a battle going on. You should realize that your flesh is against your spirit. I did our God and centuries of earth. I did that. I did some end of the world verses right there, January 13, 2024. The only Savior, Jehovah, and His Word, Yeshua. I did it on January 6, 2024. Happy the server. I was happy that the server is still working. You know, I'm happy that our God keeps our server still running. Yeah. I'm happy that, you know, we figured out how to do that, and we have the HTTPS, all that kind of stuff. We had to figure that all out, and we got that going. It was a battle, but I thank God He did that. You know, I look at the server every day when I come down in my house. I look at it, I always look and go, thank God it's still running. I have no idea how it's running all these years. One note. We're very happy we're able to have the opportunity to teach many people about the God of Israel. We had the opportunity to teach many, many people over the years, over the 24, going on 24 years of our ministry, about different things of God, you know. I guess God knows that. We taught them about the fourth commandment, the Sabbath, the feast of Jehovah, about clean and unclean in many situations and things to eat. The calendar of God, just to name a few. I mean, we went over so many things with people. Excuse me? Yeah. What'd you say? We taught them the Torah, right? Yes, exactly. Always remember brotherly love and sisterly love. We always try to make sure we, you know, sometimes we speak unadvisedly and we try to correct out what we say, and we always want to make amends, but people don't give us the opportunity. That's their fault. We love, supposed to love our neighbors as ourself. Yeshua says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. You can't tell somebody you forgive them, then you don't want to talk to them. That doesn't make sense. There's something wrong with that, and God knows. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I always notice people, we always ask people for forgiveness, but I don't remember people asking us. They never say reciprocate the same thing. We always ask people to forgive us. They don't say forgive them, or, you know. Scripture tells us, you shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. People that bear grudges, God's going to get you. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am Jehovah. You're not supposed to bear any grudges or avenge anybody. The stranger that dwells with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself. Just think, does that mean you don't want to talk to yourself? I'm sure you do. It says, you shall love him as yourself, for you are strangers in the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah your God. You shall love thy neighbor as thyself. It's so many places in the Bible. Yeshua quoted it. Jehovah quoted it. Who is Yeshua? The Word of God made flesh. But I mean, it's all through the Bible. The second is like unto it. You shall love thy neighbor as thyself. I mean, I don't get that. People don't do that. Some people. Here's Luke. He answered and said, you shall love your Jehovah thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So how do you love yourself? Would you say to yourself, I forgive myself, but I'm not going to talk to myself?
Are you beating yourself?
Yeah, that means you don't really forgive somebody, you know? The second is like, namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's none other commandment greater than these. So that's great. The first one is to love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and strength. The second is like, namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah. So in closing today, that's a long, short study, huh? So in closing today, another year is gone, another year is starting, 2025. Pope Gregory's year. This is Pope Gregory's year. You know, it's really a shame. We don't know what year it is in God's calendar. Nobody ever kept a date. Scripture says, one generation passes away, another. Also, Scripture says, one generation passes away, another generation comes, but the earth abides forever. And so it seems. You know, it seems like it's going to abide forever. We're still here. We shall continue on in our 24th year of our ministry. May God bring new people to us to help them in their walk with God. And that's all we want to do, Father. That's all we want to do. May you bring people to us so we can tell them the truth. Shabbat Shalom. I hope you got something out of this study today. I know it's not a long study, but we got a short day, and I thought that would be wonderful. Going over all the 2024. If you forgot some of those, you can go read them. The server's still working. We thank God for that. We thank God for every one of you. May God bless the rest of this day. May God bless the food we eat. Make it for the nourishment of our bodies. May God always bring people to us so we can tell them the truth. In Yeshua's name, amen. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. I'm going to stop the audio real quick. Shabbat Shalom.